guys, welcome to Wednesday's Wear a Book. Hi, book besties. Are you guys ready to break it down this episode?
Yes.
Oh, I'm always ready to break it down.
So first thing I wanted to mention before we get into our book of the day, did you guys see who won Sexiest Man Alive?
I did.
I personally am happy with the choice.
He's so your type.
He's just a little dorky cutie. I love him.
John Krasinski. Is that how you say his last name?
Yes.
I love him and Emily Blunt together, though.
Me too.
So my thing with John is like, and I feel like with men in general. Oh, yeah. We're on a first name basis. So get on our level. He has actually gotten hotter, I feel like, with age. Versus like if you see him now versus in The Office.
I think he's definitely gotten hotter. I agree with that.
And I feel like men in general, like when men age, it's more attractive than when women age, which is unfair.
Yeah.
It is unfair, but I agree with that. I mean, but I like older guys, so that's on brand for
George,
me.
George. Brad.
So I was telling you guys earlier, but there was a comment and I kind of agree with it. Someone wrote like on Instagram and they in the comment section and they said, "While Henry Cavill lives, how dare you?"
Oh.
And yes. I have to agree.
So wait, did you look it up, Melissa? Has he ever won? Because I'm hard pressed to believe this man has never won.
He's never won. And
he is the internet's book boyfriend. So this is a grave error. A miscarriage of justice, if you will.
Do you guys know who have won like twice in a row?
No, but you do.
Despite being celebrated for his appearance, he still hasn't claimed the coveted title.
I told you.
But he's been on the list.
But can we please find out who's the judge for this? Because they're not well.
Well, okay, so wait, what were you telling me though? Because I had seen on Instagram, and I thought it was a joke post, that Benny Benito had won. Selena Gomez's boyfriend. I remembered his name now, just in time.
I'm sorry.
So I think that he was featured as one of the sexiest men, and it had
what
been
was the number?
I don't know what number.
Okay, I'll Google that.
No puede ser.
So the fact that he was listed, people thought that he had won, and so people obviously had.
But was it a joke?
No, I think he's listed as like one of the sexy. You know how they have categories?
We're talking about the same man. Talking about Selena Gomez's boyfriend.
Yes.
And Henry Cavill was not on the list?
I'm sure he was.
He has to be.
I will lose all faith in this list.
That's what I'm saying.
That was not the case. Okay, hold on. Who was nominated?
But Henry Cavill like has to win one year. I mean, he should have won many years.
Who was nominated for Sexiest Man Alive? Okay. Patrick Dempsey was the last one. Agreed. Mm-hmm. That is another one who gets better with age.
Yes.
Agreed. 100%.
Oh, and you guys never answered me.
Oh my God, you're right. What?
Benny Blanco was nominated.
Oh, what did I call him? Benny Benito?
Yes. Benny Benito.
Benny Benito.
This is probably why I'm having a hard time finding it all.
Benny Blanco. Hold on. Who was nominated for Sexiest Man Alive?
I'm looking up Benny Benito right now.
I didn't want to undermine you, but I did feel that that was wrong.
I'm going to need you to call me out next time.
But it's saying that John Krasinski won, but it's not saying who was nominated.
Right. No, it's a list usually, isn't it? Is it not?
Yeah, and isn't it like different categories, like sexiest podcaster, sexiest this? Aren't there like categories? Something like that.
Podcaster. How did we get on that?
Yes, hold on. No, it was Joe Manganiello.
Manganiello. So,
he was one, I believe.
Vergara's ex-husband?
I believe. No.
Okay, but let me ask you something. In every single picture I see of this guy, he has that fucking little chihuahua under his arm. What
it's
is
his little
that?
Accessory?
What is that?
I don't know.
A chihuahua está horrible. Okay.
The
chihuahua itself is horrible. And then he's like this man holding a little chihuahua. It's like a major turnoff for me. I don't see him the same
anymore.
No,
I think it's an aesthetic. You know what I mean? Like where the big strong man holds the like little puppy.
Who's into that?
But it's not the chihuahua. Not usually a chihuahua. No, like a little
chihuahua
Yorkie.
Chihuahua está horrible.
Okay. Take out the chihuahua and put a little Yorkie.
Tampoco.
No.
Sorry.
You're wrong.
I can't.
There. You lost me there.
I can't.
The only one it works with is Glenn Powell. You know how him with his little dog from Twisters?
Okay, so I cue me, Melissa.
So that one's okay.
Okay, but
let's try again then.
But Glenn Powell's dog is really cute.
Yeah. It's not
so put a really cute dog under Joe's arm.
I know. I don't think Joe is aging as well as Glenn is.
I don't disagree.
Let me see here. Okay. No, but it won't tell me who was nominated this year, but past recipients have been Brad Pitt,
Yes, obviously. Fair.
So he's one of the people that won twice, which
oh, fair. He should.
Yeah. George Clooney, he won okay. twice as well.
George Clooney, phenomenal.
Exactly.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's very attractive. David Beckham, obviously. Mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Oh, yes.
Totally here for it. Michael B. Jordan is our boy who is going to be producing Fourth Wing. Isn't it his production company?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe it's his production company.
Oh, he should win again.
Trust, but verify.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. John Legend. I get it.
Okay.
Dwayne Johnson. Paul Rudd.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get it.
He doesn't age.
No, he looks amazing.
Yeah. He doesn't age.
And Pierce Brosnan. Who the hell is that?
Oh, he's another one. He's a hottie patati.
Who is that? Can you look him up?
Yeah, he's got the eyes.
Did you guys hear the rumor that Glenn Powell was requested and he turned it down?
No.
What? I don't know. It's a rumor.
Okay. This is the same rumor that said Benny Blanco was nominated.
This is like
nominated?
One photo.
Well, that
this
was like,
not a rumor. Benny Blanco was.
Did on Selena
the
Gomez nominate him? Who the hell nominated? Is she on the committee? I would like to know.
I don't know who's on the committee, but she has to have some pool.
Who decides? Definitely. The editors at People's Magazine are the ones who select the annual Sexiest Man Alive. This has been going on since 1985, and Mel Gibson was the first recipient.
Oh,
okay.
He was attractive.
I could see that
day,
from like back in the day.
Okay.
But John Krasinski, I like it. I think he's been doing a lot lately. A lot of movies, a lot of production.
He had, what was that show? Ryan Reacher or something like that?
Something
Jack,
like that.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
But there is something Reacher in it, no?
I don't know. I'm not well.
It's been a long Reacher day. In it. But I like him. I think it's a good choice. But...
Not while Henry Cavill lives.
No, I agree. I'm shooketh high key that Henry has never won.
I know. I told you.
We need to have a word with
maybe he has and he's turned it down. I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like he doesn't love the limelight.
Maybe. That I would believe more than he hasn't won.
That they've never considered him is out of pocket.
But he's literally, I think Instagram agrees with this, everybody's book boyfriend.
Like, yeah, well,
every
yes.
book boyfriend, every genre.
Yes,
yeah,
it's him.
Thing is Henry Cavill.
Have you seen, hold on, it's like the... fan casting for ACOTAR, and it's like Feyre, and it's Henry
with long hair. Rysand.
I'm like, yes.
Cassian.
It's him as every all cast of, member.
Yes. I'll watch it.
I'll watch that movie 20 times
I
over.
I'll watch it.
Are you guys ready to get into the book?
Yes. Yes, ooh. I am.
Okay. I'm excited to talk about this. For me, this was the best book we've read.
Well, which book was it?
Okay. So we read, this time we read The Things We Leave Unfinished by Rebecca Yarros. I had a friend that reached out to me, Juliana, who read it, and she asked us to read it and discuss it on the podcast because she loved it so much.
Well, I'm so glad she did.
I know. I've been recommending this book to everybody that will listen since I've read it, and I'm so glad that you guys enjoyed it because I was scared this week that maybe I had overhyped it and you guys weren't going to like it as much as I did.
Well, that's going to go to one of my points, but I'll wait for later on when we talk about the ending. So overall thoughts, Anise, what did you think?
As I was reading it, I was very nervous, concerned. I was like, is this it for me and Melissa? Can I no longer take recommendations for hers? Halfway through my notes, I have, in all caps with a star, this better have a happy ending.
I promised you it did.
And it did. And it did. You managed to pull it together. Rebecca managed to pull it together. What I will say, as I was reading
She's
this.
Very stern.
This is very serious. I thought about Fourth Wing. And I was like, she is going to put us through the ringer with Zayden. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think ultimately we will get a happy ending. That seems to be her brand from, I don't know, I guess I've only read like three books of hers. But I think we will have our hearts.
And Melly, what did you think overall?
This is one of my favorite books. I mean, I have not a single negative thing to say. I love it. I love it. I love it with all my heart. It gives me chills just thinking about it. I want everybody to read it and tell me what they think.
Me too. This was one of the books that I did. I read in advance. Remember? Like we had the deadline of today and I was done from like days ago because it was so, so amazing. And to, you know, go with our brand and our theme, what are we drinking today and why?
So one of the main characters, maybe the main character in the book,
Definitely the best character.
Yes. Our crush, our book boyfriend is Jameson.
Jameson
is his name. So we found a drink that has Jameson whiskey in it. Go ahead, Anais.
It's called the Apple Blitz because, you know, they're always blitzing during the World War.
Oh.
They were. Yes. The Blitz, the bombs and everything.
So it's funny, before you say the ingredients, I went on a deep dive. I started looking up the history of alcohol in the 1940s.
That we couldn't find anything.
Because we couldn't find anything.
Usually they like discuss a drink or the characters are drinking a drink. They didn't discuss, besides pints of beer, which I'm sorry, I can't do.
No, thank you.
I can't do that. We couldn't find anything else.
And then Melissa sends a picture of a Jameson bottle and we're like, wow, we're so silly. It was like looking, it was right in front of our face the whole time, as was the ending. But anyways, we'll discuss
the ending.
So I discovered that they could not find whiskey and vodka during the war. So actually rum drinks were very big. So if we didn't do this Jameson, I was going to suggest a rum drink. But anyway, so tell us, what's in it?
So it's just one part Jameson, two parts ginger ale, and three parts sparkling apple juice.
Yum.
But per the Wednesdays We're Booked theme, we did not do it correctly.
Melissa, a couple of ingredients.
What did we make instead?
I don't even know. I brought the Jameson with me from
the most important ingredient, yes. Arguably.
Which yes. We could have drank.
Straight. Who's we?
I mean, we could have tried to drink and eat, but we didn't want to. So we had whatever Laura had in her fridge. She had sparkling water. Mm-hmm. She had apple juice from, I think, last time.
From last time.
Lemon. And that's it.
And yeah, and the Jameson.
And the Jameson.
But you made it good. Your proportions were really good.
I did it Cuban style with no actual measurements. I just kind of poured.
Measured with your heart.
There you go. And went along. And it was good. I'm glad. I think we could do Jameson again. I don't really
I think so
taste
too.
Any whiskey.
Yeah,
or
it was light.
No, the apple juice really like helps.
Girl, last time.
Well, I didn't make it last time.
It was a heavy pour. I was like, ooh.
I made it this time and I think I put a lot for me, but it's good. I recommend it. We'll post the recipe on our Instagram at Wednesdays _where_booked.
Go ahead.
So just to give you guys a background on the book, it is a historical fiction, which I actually love.
Me too.
I love historical fiction.
I like it in shows as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. World War II well. Time. Mm-hmm. But it's like quadruple point of view because
fair. Yes.
In the past, there's two points of views, Jameson and Scarlett. And then in the present, there's two points of views, Georgia and Noah. So it gets really complicated. I wanted to ask you guys if you noticed in the past tense, I think it was third person. And in the present tense, it was first person. I couldn't iron it out, the details, because it was just a lot of point of views, a lot of time. Like, I couldn't figure it out. I meant to ask you guys. Did you notice a difference?
I definitely remember in the past tense, it was third person. Now looking back, I'm like, oh, you know what? I have the book. Hold on.
I think it's first person.
You might be
and
right.
Why would she do that? Like, what do you think is the point of doing that?
For the twist later on, no?
Possibly.
Because when Scarlett dies.
What storyline were you guys?
Spoiler alert.
There's spoiler alerts for this.
Yes.
What storyline were you guys more invested in?
Definitely Jameson and Scarlett.
Agreed, 100%.
So in the beginning, I was actually more invested in Noah and Georgia. But then as it got on, I became obviously more invested in the Scarlett Jameson.
It's just... You wanted a beautiful love story?
Oh, I got three.
It was amazing.
No, but Jameson is something else.
Listen, I think I told you guys this in text over the week. They don't make them like Jameson
they
anymore.
They do not make them like Jameson.
No, I don't think men like that exist anymore. It's just the most romantic. I mean, the first date?
I know.
I like you. Honestly, I think one of my notes that I wrote was just swoon. Like the entire book.
Stop.
Was a giant.
Stop.
You wrote it too?
Swoon?
If you can read
swoon.
It.
Yes. The entire book was one giant swoon. Everything.
I think so too. And you know, the book itself gave me, you remember that movie, the last letter from your lover?
Mm-hmm.
It gave me that kind of vibes where it's like two tandem stories in one present day and they're trying to figure out what happened in the past and it's like putting the two love stories together. You know what? One thing that did confuse me a little bit was the generations, because I didn't realize it was her great-great-grandmother at first. I thought it was just her grandmother and then I was like,
she called her gran.
Yeah.
But I think it was because she was raised – by her.
Yeah. I thought more of her as a grandmother and then I realized it was great grandmother. And
I wonder why. Like, was there any point in removing her one more generation?
Yeah.
From Scarlett / Constance?
Because she needed the trauma with her mom and it couldn't be close with William. They needed a degree of separation. Okay. I feel like because it would have been, it wouldn't have made sense for William. First of all, he was a guy. It had to be a mom, mother, daughter disconnect. And then it couldn't have been that close. I feel like because one of them had to die. So her, so William had to die to hurt the mom so she could hurt her daughter kind of thing.
And this whole book also gave me a thought. How interesting would it be if, because you know how in the beginning he was like writing both endings? How interesting would it be if a publishing company published two versions and then on the shelf it says, do you need a happy ending, yes or no? And people can pick a version.
I like that.
Well, so I feel like authors have sort of been doing that with their little like extra bonus chapters. So they'll like release, if you buy it at Barnes & Noble, it's one bonus chapter. If you buy it on Amazon, it's a different bonus chapter. Obviously, the ending is still the same, but I think it's a good idea and it's been working. I personally, as someone who needs to know everything, gets annoyed because then like I can't read all the different endings. Versions. But I like, and I think Rebecca Yarros did this on her website. She eventually puts them all there so everyone can access them there, which I like that.
She's the best. She's the queen. I mean, amazing. What did you call her earlier today?
I said she's the J.K. Rowling of our generation. Just the worlds that she creates. But even in this book, because obviously Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, you have so many books that it's really a lot of like world building and you really get into it. But this was one book and I felt I was in the world with that. I got emotional.
I was fully immersed. I did a reread and I actually listened to most of it, which was different. I think the first time I listened to some of it, but I mostly read it. But listening to it, oh my God. Oh, it was like it was... you hear the heartbreak. And I cried. I cried again. I cried the first time and I cried the second time.
I was driving to work and I was listening to it and I was trying not to cry so that I didn't go into work like crying.
You didn't have your roller with you.
Yes, exactly. I didn't have my ice roller. How am I supposed to depuff? So I get into work and people were like, are you okay? Because I was trying to fight back tears. So I think my eyes just looked like red. Mm. But she really did it again. That Rebecca Yarros, she did it again.
She doesn't disappoint, man. Yeah.
What did you guys think that when she got upset at him, right? When she found out.
Third act breakup.
Again, it was silly. I'm sorry. Overreaction. If somebody told me that they lied to spend more time with me, I'd be like, how romantic.
But like, yes. I love you too.
I know. I don't think I'd be like, get out of here.
Okay. If I had, and it's not a complaint, but if I had, have you forced me to pick one thing that I would change, I don't even know if I would change it because
it was a bit of an overreaction. Of the book,
but it was a bit of an overreaction.
Yeah. I would have preferred a more solid breakup reason than he lied about the book ending. Like that he was done with the book.
He lied about the timeline of being done with the book.
Who cares?
Yeah, like, just to spend. And wait, the reason was to spend more time with her because he loved her.
But even if that wasn't the reason, like, what does it affect her in any way, shape, or form?
It was because she had been lied to by everybody throughout her whole. I think that was a common theme throughout the book, was that she had been lied to by Damien, the ex-husband, by her mom her whole life. She's been let down. And then the one person that she trusted, which at this point of the breakup, she doesn't know this, but it's still a theme, is that her gran had ultimately lied to her her whole life. So I think Georgia being lied to in her trust issues is just a theme throughout the whole book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I guess that's why she overreacted. Because she's like, great, another liar.
Another liar. Yeah. And her tolerance for liars was low at that point.
Yeah. And one other thing that I brought up that I went on a deep dive, you know, we learned so much from books. And one thing that I learned in this book was, you know, when Jameson and Scarlett, which by the way, another book was Scarlett. I thought that was interesting. We just did a Scarlett book, and now there's a Scarlett.
The Striker was Scarlett.
I need a brain MRI. I was like, Scarlett.
Scarlett was in my last book.
Wait, I didn't remember it either.
That was the first thing I thought. I go, oh, okay, one less name to remember. England, that's good.
England as well.
Yes.
It was like British.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So when Scarlett and Jameson are married and they're like talking about having kids, he's like, oh, you know, there's always like a chance that we could get pregnant. And I'm like, what was the birth control in 1940s? So I looked it up.
Oh, gosh. Lambskin condoms.
Are you serious?
I think that was a thing.
Well, there were condoms. So why was Jameson not wearing one is my question.
I don't think it was like a common thing.
It says here, the American Army deployed deployed condoms for their soldiers in World War II, but success in decreasing the number of cases of syphilis and gonorrhea were not achieved.
Oh, so maybe they weren't using them.
Maybe they weren't very good.
But what kind of condoms were they? I think you're right.
They said that, okay, the 1940s saw the introduction of condoms made from plastic and polyurethane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both of which were short-lived. And the first, ooh, interesting, the first multicolored condom was created in Japan.
Oh, that tracks. Meanwhile, feels like something Japan would do.
It's very educational.
Meanwhile, the women, it said for women, the diaphragm was the most effective form of birth control available, but the least popular method due to its high cost and the need to see a physician.
Oh.
Yeah. So literally, they weren't, you know, they weren't doing the right things if they didn't want to get pregnant. They could have gone this polyurethane condom.
They decided to pull out.
Yeah. But you know what? Then we wouldn't have gotten William. So I'm glad they did it. But it did take me on a journey of learning.
Well, thank you for informing us.
You're very welcome.
Online with our smut.
I thought you guys would want to know about the birth control usage and methods of the 1940s.
World War II. Most certainly did. I can't wait till I go on Jeopardy and they ask me.
Oh, you're going to be so ready. So now let's get into more of the nitty-gritty, shall we?
Mm. Oh, the nitty-gritty.
The nitty-gritty. The twist.
Oh, my God.
Oh. What did you guys think?
I did not see it coming.
Me neither.
I didn't see it coming. I loved it. I cried when... Okay, so the twist is... I mean, I'm assuming everybody that's listening has read this book.
I already said it, so.
Yeah. That Scarlett, who we think is Gran the entire novel, ends up being Constance, Scarlett's sister.
Beautiful.
So one of the things that I actually noted was that there's the three love stories. You have Jameson and Scarlett.
Yeah.
You have Noah and Georgia, present time. But then one of the love stories is between the sisters.
Yes.
Aww. Scarlett and Constance.
So true.
I mean, they gave everything up for each other. Mm-hmm. They did the war together. I think that was a really beautiful story and aspect to the book.
Yes, they highlight their relationship the entire time throughout. And then that chapter where you think that Constance died, you're like devastated. You're like, she lost Jameson. Now she lost Constance. Like, how is she supposed to move on? And then all of a sudden, you find out that Constance is alive, and I'm like, oh, then what ends up happening? And then you find out that she dies, and Constance, who literally lost everyone she loves, if you think about it, she lost Edward, she lost her sister, she lost her brother-in-law, and now she, like, gives up her life to, like, help raise the son of her sister.
And fulfill the promise that she made as his godmother to...
To protect him.
No, and then it was, like, the exchanging of the purses and, like, the documents, and that she had gotten...
Her face
had gotten damaged during the bombing, that they couldn't really tell if it was her. And then they made such a point throughout the whole novel to say that their eyes were exactly the same. They had the same eyes.
What I love about this twist is that she left breadcrumbs throughout the whole book.
Anais actually texted me that she suspected it.
Did you suspect
it? I texted her.
I'm so impressed. Did you really?
My first thought was that something was up with Brian. Because Noah was like something about the like death
certificate.
Yeah, the death certificate and the marriage certificate. And I was like, why is he looking into this? I was like, there's something wrong with Brian. And like, why did she wait so long to declare Jameson dead? Why did she wait so long to? So all this stuff, I was like, okay, what is he? He's telling me something here, right? So I'm trying to figure it out. And then he goes at the end. He's just like, oh, the person she's trusted the most has lied to her whole life. And that's when I was like, oh. Grant is not Scarlett.
So like, I'm going to read you exactly.
I cannot believe that you.
I'm gonna hold on. I'll tell you more.
I'm going to read you exactly what Anais said to me. She put, you got to wake up pretty early in the morning to get one over on me.
When I finally figured it out, I was like, because then it threw me for a loop because then Constance dies. And I was like, wait a minute. How does she die? And then I was annoyed for a minute because I was like, oh my God, this is going to be that BS they always pull where it's like, the like narrator has been lying to you the whole time. I absolutely hate that. It's one of my least favorite plot twist things. And then it came back later and it was just like, oh no, she like started breathing again. And I was like, I knew it.
Well, you know what I liked when we found out the twist? I was having such a hard time because the Jameson Scarlett love story was so beautiful. Then you find out that obviously Jameson died and, or he wasn't here anymore and she had gotten remarried to Brian. So I was like, how epic could their love story be that they kept mentioning that she was still happy, that she found love and happiness with him. So when you find out that it was actually a twist, I loved it. Oh, now it makes sense that she was able to find happiness because it wasn't her, because Scarlett could not live without Jameson. Yeah. And so I feel like everyone got like their happy ending. Yeah.
And I have to tell you that that is the only reason I liked this book. And through the whole book, I was so nervous. I was like, I can't believe Melissa did this to me again. This is ridiculous.
In all caps, she texted me that she was a little nervous.
I was like, trust the process.
I was so scared. I texted Laura earlier and I'm like, wait, like you think Anais is still going to consider this to be a happy ending? Because I'm like getting really scared that maybe she won't consider it a happy ending because Noah still gives it to you. Hello, yes. That scene, the ending of Noah's book. So one of the things that I loved was that.
Loved that.
The theme, one of the themes of this book is, does a book have to have a happy ending?
Yes.
Which is a common theme with our podcast. Mm-hmm.
That the answer is a resounding yes.
We ask
yes.
this all the time.
We talk about this all the time as a point of contention between Anais and I.
Because it's a resounding yes for me. I guess it's a bit of a question mark for Melissa.
So, I mean, I can handle a book that doesn't have a happy ending.
I don't mind angst.
I won't love it.
Yeah.
But I am fine.
Still appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah, I'm fine with angst. I enjoy it. But I need that happy ending.
I love that she gave you all the endings because she gave you one where Jameson died. Well, guess what? Scarlett died with him because they couldn't live without the other. So that was like a perfect ending together. Tragic, but together. Then you have the chapter. So you also have the perspective of them ending up together, him coming back, which was for her.
So beautifully written. Love.
Beautiful. So that you get both endings for them. You get your happy ending with them. Then you get the Noah and Georgia happy ending.
Yes.
And then you actually get a happy ending for Constance too. Mm-hmm. This poor girl who had to live a lie her whole life, who lost the first love of her life, but was able to like rebuild a new life with her nephew, who she raised as a son, and her new like husband.
Yeah. So I'll go back to saying me guessing the ending. I texted my friend about it. She'd read the book and I was like, I'm so proud of myself. I guessed the ending. She goes, well, I told you about it months ago.
Oh.
And I go, what? And she goes, yeah, we talked about this months ago. And I was like, girl, I don't remember. She was like, maybe subconsciously. I was like, maybe.
Somewhere. No, that's what like, it was.
Hold on. But I was like, I'm still going to take this as a win for me because I got there all by myself.
You got to wake up pretty early in the morning.
Pretty early in the morning
to get one over on her.
I like that.
I was shocked. I was like,
I was completely shocked.
I had to like pause and like think. I was like, wait, what? When I realized it.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but in Noah's ending of the book, he gave Constance an American soldier partner who was part of like the veterinary of the army. And in real life, Brian was a veterinarian.
Oh.
And he was American.
I did not put that together.
Yeah, it was like just one line, but since it was my reread, I was able to catch it. So that was pretty cool. And he put that her husband died climbing a ladder.
I know, I love that.
And because they call him Lord Ladder Climber throughout the whole book. That was so funny.
Oh my God, I didn't notice that. That's so funny. Rebecca, you've done it again.
Does it? I love books that are about the writing process, that are about authors and that talk about their writing process and the production, the editors. I love that because it's like a little insight into what the real author is actually going through.
Yes.
Yeah, they know it firsthand.
And I've read a couple of books about that, like Book Lovers, Emily Henry was about that. That was probably my favorite part of that book was the whole publishing and all of that. I love when authors write about other authors.
I love that too. And even so, that was one thing when I found out the twist that Constance was actually Scarlett. Was I thought to myself, I go, wait, but Scarlett was always the writer. Like, how did she keep up this ruse that she was an author herself?
That was one of the things that helped me kind of figure it out because he kept saying her writing, when he was looking at the manuscripts, he's like, they look different. The way she was writing was different. Exactly. So that was, but that's what I liked about Rebecca Yarros is, again, she left these little breadcrumbs for you to pick up on. And when you do rereads, then you're like, oh, yes, this was a hint. Versus I have read books where they hit you with this twist that literally comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And it's not as good because it's like, well, I never could have figured this out ever. Like you didn't leave me anything to pick up on versus she did. And I think she did a great job with it.
I think another theme throughout the book is that both couples in both different times are living on borrowed time.
Mm-hmm.
So Jameson and Scarlett because of the war.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that was like real to think that people actually lived like that.
Crazy. I thought of that.
I didn't realize like the bombings and I'm not very well versed in like World War II and all of that.
Right.
But I didn't realize that that's actually how people like lived, and you know, they didn't know if he was going to come home that night.
Yeah.
And then Georgia and Noah are living on the quote unquote self-imposed borrowed time because it was just a fling while he was writing the book. Which was silly, but
I will say on the trope of like insta love, I do have mixed feelings. Sometimes insta love, where they like meet and they're like instantly in love,
but they weren't insta love. Where he was,
but I like it when he falls first.
Yeah, I do enjoy he falls first, but I like a little more build up to it.
More of an enemies to lovers.
Yes,
I do, but not always, because I just read one. It was friends to lovers again. Emily Henry, the people we meet on vacation.
Oh yes,
that one was really cute.
It's cute.
It's a friends to lovers, but it's got like the angstiness to it. I'm like,
That was cute. That was becoming a movie, by the way.
Is it?
It is.
Oh my god! Stop! I'm so excited. I'm definitely gonna watch that.
But gonna be honest, I think all of her books are becoming movies, which would be very good.
Well, speaking of movies, as I was reading this book, I was trying to think casting wise, who would you guys think?
I have no idea.
So not like now, but I was thinking of Gilmore Girls.
Henry
Jameson.
Jameson Noah. For sure is Henry Cavill.
Edward.
All of them.
Brian.
Or if you ask other people's editors, they would say, Benny, what did you call Benny?
Benny Benito.
Benny Benito.
Who's Benny Benito? I Googled and no one came up.
I don't know. That's like a boy from high school or something. Come on.
But for the females, I was thinking of Gilmore Girls, Lorelai and Rory. You know how they both have the dark hair and the really blue eyes? Not them now, they're much older now, but like them back then.
I can see her playing Scarlett.
Right?
Yes.
With the dark hair and the bright, bright blue eyes, that they have the exact same like blue eyes.
I see that. No, and I even see her, you know, Rory Gilmore, when they had the Daughters of the American Revolution thing.
Yes,
and she was dressed up. I can definitely see her being Scarlett back in the day, like a throwback Scarlett. Yeah.
Yeah. For Jameson, I'm guilty of
Henry.
Henry Cavill.
Or Cavill.
Always. Well, I think Noah could be a good Glenn Powell always. You just find Glenn Powell into every single thing.
Yeah, Glenn will make it
but
work.
But I am guilty of every like World War II handsome guy is James Marsden, young James Marsden.
Oh, from The Notebook. Yes.
Young James Marsden from The Notebook.
Oh,
yeah. Not even just The Notebook, the Bridesmaid 27
dresses.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
James Marsden now is super hot, but I'm just saying.
Another one, aging beautifully.
Beautifully.
He could actually be, even though he passed, their son, William, because he has the blue eyes. Mm. So he could fit the theme of like the son with the blue eyes.
We wouldn't get enough time with him.
Yeah. You're right.
He's got to be Jameson.
I was sad that
Jameson had brown eyes.
That William died. And
eye roll, Melissa just gave me.
Yeah. Green eyes. Just make Dean Martin fit in there.
William and Hannah, the snowy evening that stole them. I'm like, so were they like caught in the cold and they got a fright?
It was a car accident, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, in a snowy evening that stole them?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They drove at night.
I must have been at 1.5 at that time. I was just like, oh, they died. That's so sad. This William and Hannah.
I will say, I always picture the male lead as a brunette. Mm-hmm. And I was reading
Jameson?
He's a brunette, is he not?
Yes.
Yeah, well, no. So I'm reading another book. I finally read Zodiac Academy book 2. And one of the guys is blonde. And I'm always like picturing him brunette. And then they're like, whatever. And she's like, his blonde. I was like, blonde? Who is this? It's just like, why do we not like blonde leads? Like Tamlin, blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Vito. Like, what's wrong with blondes?
I will say that I always picture.
Always brunette.
I always picture like brunette too. Hair.
But that's just my personal preference. I think that's why I do that.
I think so too. Like for men, my personal preference is brunette. I don't mind.
Blonde, but no, it just like I guess maybe that's what we're trained to think of.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So we decided we're gonna put James Marsden with green contacts as the
wasn't that brown?
Jameson.
Or
no, I think it was greenish. I think
she's or Henry Cavill if he's available.
No, it's Henry Cavill, I think.
Okay. And then Noah can be Glenn Powell or Henry Cavill.
Where's Chris Evans? Chris Evans.
No. Chris Evans is a teacher, you
he's
said.
Jameson.
He's a teacher now.
He is so Jameson.
No, he's a teacher somewhere.
I see him. Can my Chris Evans girlies come out? Support.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Let's see. I also loved how when Jameson messes up, how he owns up to it so quickly.
Yeah.
He was like, yes, I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Yes.
He's like, you're right.
Every time. And he messed up very few times. But when he did, he like owned it immediately. I was like, that is how you do it.
Yep.
Take notes. Take notes. I didn't understand when they kept saying Scarlett didn't have a country. Did you guys understand that?
Yeah. So I think when she got married, she kind of gave up her citizenship, I guess.
How? Just because she married an American?
I guess. I don't really know the laws.
And they kept calling him a Yank. Is that a Yankee?
Yeah. Yankee.
That's a common thing.
Yeah. Well, also she kept saying puppet. Puppet?
Puppet?
Poppet. Poppet. So like as a pet name for her sister. Poppet.
I could think of is Pirates of the Caribbean when he goes, hello, Poppet.
Oh, I don't remember.
I do not. I see it in my mind's eye. He looks through the little crack here, Knightley's in the closet, and he's like, hello, Poppet.
It's a very English.
Oh, it took away from me the moments. Really? Yes. Aww. All I could see is him.
Well, I'm glad I didn't remember it, though.
One thing I was also like talking about or thinking about was Constance. I couldn't believe that she actually agreed to marry the guy
who was an abuser. Yes. I also had the same thought because I'm like, I mean, I guess losing the love of her life must have broke her completely because mm-hmm. how do you let yourself get beaten?
Yeah.
I think it just goes – I think it's a testament to her – how she feels duty to things. Like she felt a duty to her parents after Henry.
Yeah,
after,
I think it was really that she got broken.
I think she got broken and she felt a duty. But then it's like she felt a duty for that and then she felt a duty to her sister taking care of William and devoting her whole life to that. And then she felt so much of a duty that she stayed pretty like emotionally married to the abuser until he died. So she couldn't even marry Brian, the love of her life.
I think it kind of gave her an out though. From her abuser, right? Being able to escape as Scarlett.
Oh, yeah.
It really was the best case scenario for her. She got to leave. And I think, she was too afraid that he would figure it out if she got married. So she was like, let me wait till he passes.
Well, she said that she didn't want to marry Brian because she didn't want him to be part of a lie. And it would be a sham of a marriage if she wasn't no longer married. So right, she waited for him to die. Exactly. Yeah. So that's why she waited for him to die. And then she asked him, ask me again once he was dead. And
that was so cute. Yeah, that was cute. I loved that.
It was really cute.
I was really happy when I found out the twist because I kept being like, man, they're really like focusing on how happy she was with Brian. And I'm like, how could she be happy with Brian when Jameson isn't here?
I feel like though they did make a point to mention she was never as happy with Brian. Which I think is good too. Also a testament to Edward, right? Her first original first love. Not to say she didn't.
It would have been nice to see a little bit more of her with Edward.
I think it had to be done though for us to appreciate her with Brian. Because if not, like if Scarlett had married Brian, I would have not been happy. You know?
Yeah, me neither.
So I think it's actually better we didn't see that.
And what do you think of the relationship between Ava and Georgia? Like how did this get so messed up between them?
I think that in Gran's letter, she alluded to losing her parents such a young age just broke her.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess was the only explanation that we could justify and accept. But she was horrible.
Horrible. When she walked in and caught her mom taking the pictures to send it to Damien. Ugh,
trash.
Trash behavior.
Ugh, trash behavior of the highest degree.
Yeah.
Another slap in the face.
I was like, how can she keep, but I guess it's her mom. But I was like, man, she really forgives her for a lot of things. Yeah. Even taking the book deal and giving her the money. Yeah. Like she was forgiving her over and over again. But then God forbid that Noah lies to stay a little longer.
Right. That was another thing too. Her mom was like, oh, you poor thing. Like he's lying to you. Like again, who cares?
Yeah. the mother made such a big deal.
Yeah, she made
it.
Such a like.
She was just deflecting, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt, I was just like, this is a little much.
I have here written down, when a story is finished, the possibilities are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the quote is, so be kind to your characters and give them a happy ending.
That is what makes me think Rebecca Yarros is going to give us a happy ending in fourth grade.
What I tied it to. I have it here. One thing I've learned over the last 12 years is to not screw with readers' expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, well, Rebecca Yarros, we expect Zayden and Violet to both survive.
Yes, I agree. Okay?
We do. I think that she knows we're expecting it. She's going to put us through the ringer, like you said, and we're going to think somebody's dead.
And she does a good job of writing emotion in because the sisters, like that scene, even the Edward scene, and I didn't even know Edward, like we didn't get their love story. I still felt it when she like got the news and broke down and her sister had to like take her to the side. Like all of these moments, she really like writes emotion in.
There's something so like comforting and like
home about her writing style. Like the cadence of it.
Yeah.
And the, I don't know, the way that it reads, it's just such an, it's deep and it's confusing and there's so much going on, but it's still easy to read. Does that make sense?
I'll say, I mean, she's put me through one of my biggest heartbreaks was Liam dying in Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
That was one of the biggest, like I remember exactly where I was when I was listening to it.
Where were you?
I was walking Poe.
No.
I was in the neighborhood. I'm crossing the part where the main entrance is.
Yeah.
I'm crossing that area and I was like, Liam.
Not Liam.
I was like, this can't be real.
Well, I'm telling you, I was fighting back tears, like trying not to cry.
Yeah. I cried. I cried both times that I read this book.
I would have.
This is my first reread of anything. This is the first time I've ever reread a book. I loved it.
If I was in the comfort of my own home, the ice roller would be would be in hand.
Put to use.
Put to good use.
I'll go back to the beginning here. Her dedication, it says, "We are the lightning strike." It was a dedication to her husband.
Yes.
And I was like, how interesting. That was in 2021. In 2023, she writes Fourth Wing. And what lightning is Violet's
signet?
Oh.
But lightning, well, power, I guess, now we figured out. But manifesting itself in lightning. I thought that was interesting.
Maybe,
I was like,
maybe lightning is
like, it's like a thing for her and her husband.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And if it is, and she ties that into her books, I love it.
Oh, I love that. And I love what you said. It's true. It's nice to get like an inkling into the mind of an author. And since she is an author and she's writing about it, you know that what she's saying, she's probably speaking from like her own experience. But even when she was talking about using like people's flaws and like overcoming them to be able to like work through whatever.
Well, so actually that was a big topic on Jane Austen's books. People always say that with Mr. Darcy, and I'm actually reading Pride and Prejudice right now, and when I say reading, I mean listening to, because good Lord, it's very difficult to get through. I just started recently, and I'll say the beginning, I was actually, oh, this isn't too bad. It's Mr. Bennett is really funny. Girl, I'm struggling now.
Yeah, his humor it's only very took him much, so far.
Well, he's not in the book for most of it, so it's very much that old-timey writing, so I don't think I could read it. I think listening is the way.
Old-timey writing?
Yes. You know the way they speak like nobody talks like that. Did they speak like that back Bridgerton, in the day? Worse than Bridgerton.
Worse.
Like, but they say like Mr. Darcy, and the thing with like Jane Austen books in general is that the male characters change, not for her, but like just to be better people, and then find themselves again with the character. And I feel like Rebecca kind of is
She didn't talk about that. She talked about how that was Scarlett's. Style of writing.
Yeah.
That she would break them up so that they would become better people.
People separately.
Yes.
And so then come back together.
Yes. She did say that.
And I also liked, I guess Jameson was talking to Scarlett, inviting her to dinner, and she was reading the book Emma, and he goes, Emma can come along too if you like. When he says he was willing to bury her sister's body just to like spend time with her, I was like, okay, Jameson.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's where I swooned. Is that sad?
That's a little sad, but everything Jameson said was a giant swoon for me. The whole thing.
Yeah.
That first date and flying. Mm-hmm.
Everything. And being so persistent with her. Yes. Like, didn't matter what, or the part where she was like, I don't date like pilots. And he's like, oh, it's a shame. I'm going to have to get a new job.
Yeah, I know. Perfection.
I love that. I don't think that she could have written a better
book. Do you think?
Book boyfriend.
Jameson, yeah. No, she couldn't have.
Zayden.
I wonder, because sometimes they say chair. Like,
well, if Jameson would have said, my house, my chair, my woman, it would have been over.
Oh, it would have been over. Jameson walked so that Zayden can run.
Yes! That's what that was. Thank you, Rebecca.
Yes. I was wondering, do you think she takes like people in her real life and thinks of them when she writes some of these characters?
I'm sure Jameson was inspired by her husband.
I will say that, well, her husband is a pilot.
Yeah.
Or was a pilot of
in the Army. Yeah.
Yeah. And she seems to be head over heels for him. So maybe he's extremely romantic.
Yeah.
You know, also their height difference is Zayden and Violet's height difference.
Very, very tall.
So she puts a lot of breadcrumbs of her like actual relationship.
Yeah, yeah. She says she plots out the sex scenes to make sure
they're legit. Did she
say that? You know what? Trust but verify. Now I'm wondering if that's true, but I could have sworn I read that somewhere.
Good for you. I hope that is true.
I know, right?
I mean, some of the other, in other novels, some of those scenes are just like not realistic. So they should be tested out before they're written down.
I'm happy.
You're like, huh, I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
How would that fit?
Well, now we know. She trusts, but she verifies.
Yeah, she's like, let me get this right for my book girlies.
Do you guys have any last minute?
Yeah, my last comment is I actually really liked that the Gran sent her all those gifts after she died.
I like that. I thought
that was really cute.
What did Gran die from? Did we know?
Cancer, I think they said. Well, she was like 100.
Yeah, I know she was older.
No, it was something because they said her diagnosis.
I thought Brian was the one who died of some sort of illness. Because I remember he was diagnosed with something. I thought he was the one who was diagnosed.
Oh, I thought she was diagnosed. But maybe
I can't remember.
I don't know. Maybe she was wrong. One of the things that I have here also is the blown glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She said something along the lines of taking something in its most vulnerable state and pushing it to its limits till it becomes something beautiful and new.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was talking about herself.
Yeah.
And her growth and hitting rock bottom and all that. I thought that was really interesting.
She has a way with words, that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She, and you know what books are the best is the one where it really like ties in like so many elements.
Yeah.
The gazebo. Come on. The gazebo was beautiful. The gardening that Constance was
again,
the
a one breadcrumb.
That was one of the breadcrumbs. Another breadcrumb. That Constance was the one that showed her how to garden. And how Noah brought her the rose bush. That was kind of cute.
So cute.
That was cute.
She really gave everyone a happy ending. And even the bad ending was kind of tragically beautiful because one couldn't live with the
other. That was the only ending I would have accepted as happy.
I was, like you said, nervous the whole time because I'm like, Scarlett survived and Jameson died. Like, how did she find love again? I just could not wrap my head around how we get from here to there.
And what about Noah's grand gesture of literally sending people down to the ocean and finding the wreckage.
I know. That was crazy.
You want to know what it reminded me of? I heard this song recently, so maybe that's why. The Britney Spears.
But I thought the old lady dropped it in the ocean.
Oh, yes.
Well, baby,
I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yes.
Oops. I did it again. That's what it reminded me of.
That's so fun. I did not think of that, but I'm with you now.
Because I recently heard the song. I don't know where I heard it, but I heard
you're so right.
That's what it reminded me of. But I thought that was such a beautiful grand
gesture. It was beautiful. Yeah. The whole book. I loved it, loved it, loved it. I'm super excited for our next read. So what's our next read?
So Rebecca Yarros.
Rebecca Yarros.
We fan club.
We should rename the podcast.
Rebecca Yarros.
Wednesdays, it's Rebecca Yarros.
Yes. We're going to read Variation that just came out. I'm so excited.
Do you know what the plot is for that one?
I don't know and I don't care. I know it's going to be amazing.
It's Rebecca Yarros. That's the plot.
Let me see if I can find it.
Trust her with my eyes closed.
Me too.
And so I got the book yesterday. And when you open it, it has a list of all of her books.
Oh.
There are so many. I've read 7 of them. And there's more than that I haven't read. There's like 2 other or 3 other full series.
I got to get into it because Fourth Wing was my first.
We have to because like you said, I trust her blindly. So I know that any book we pick up of her, it's going to be amazing. So I found the plot. It's a new contemporary romance about the summer. A celebrated dancer returns home and unearths years of family secrets with the Coast Guard rescue swimmer she never forgot.
Mm.
Wow.
All of her books are like somewhat military related.
And look, another professional ballerina. We're really like Scarlett, professional ballerina. Do you think these authors like read each other's books and get like little plot lines?
That's the thing that I would love to ask an author is, what do you read on your free time?
It looks like this is going to be about an Ali Russo and a Hudson Ellis.
Mm. It's a big book. It's like 450 pages.
Super excited to get it. Well, on that note, tune in next Wednesday because guess what? You're booked
and so are we.